Blog Talk Radio.
Big Dreams Radio. Big Dreams, Life After Massive Weight Loss, is a lifestyle realization TV show about people who have already conquered morbid obesity. Big Dreams challenges people from all walks of life who have already lost massive amounts of weight to identify and pursue their other big dreams with all the joys and struggles that it brings. No matter where you are on your own personal journey, Big Dreams offers hope, knowledge, and power to banish weight struggles, dream big, and attain their fullest potentials and become who you were meant to be, to quote Miss Oprah Winfrey. The radio show is a chance to interact with experts, share your stories, and create your own big dreams. Disclaimer, we are not doctors or experts in the field of nutrition or exercise. We cannot offer advice. What we do offer are inspirational stories of people sharing how they were able to accomplish their own weight loss goals, healthy lifestyles, and dream big. Join me, Steve Sir Dropalotnik Kander, who has lost nearly 400 pounds myself through nutrition and fitness. My big dream is to inspire those, motivate, and encourage them to be the best they can be. Welcome.
Good evening. Welcome to good evening to Big Dreams Radio. I'm your host, Steve Sir Dropalotnik Kander, also known as the Health Minister. This is our last live show of the season. I'll just reiterate the calling numbers at the top of the hour is 347-989-1473. That's 347-989-1473 is our first call-in number. You can also call in under at 877-907-7217. A lot of sevens there. Let's go over that again. It's 877-907-7217. 7217. You can call in those numbers if you'd like to call in, either listen or even call in to ask any questions. We've been having some great shows these last couple months. We had a great one last week talking about healthy holidays, and now obviously the holiday is right upon us. We're on the eve, holiday eve of Thanksgiving. This is kind of where that whole season starts, where we have a tendency to maybe pack on that extra anywhere up to maybe even 5 pounds or so if we don't watch ourselves. But there's ways to do it and even have a nice, wonderful meal, a very tasty, wonderful meal, and have it very healthy as well. Last week we talked with Carrie Quinlan again, the Choose Balance blogger, and we talked some recipes, some healthy tips, some things that we could do to, just kind of maybe eliminate a few extra calories and do some helpful recipes. I myself have been working already today. I worked on my healthy apple crisp. I just took that out of the oven. I actually changed it up a little bit, added some 100% pure pumpkin to that too. Going to give it a little more antioxidants to it and maybe change the taste a little bit for Thanksgiving. So I kind of mixed it up there. I mean, an apple pumpkin crisp with a nice oat topping to that. I also like to add some of that cocoa granola. I call it Cocoa Crack, but it's by Eat Think Smile. You can go to their website and check them out. It's really good. Another antioxidant great thing. Also finished up my healthy stuffing recipe. Instead of using the normal pork sausage or something that would add to it, I put some apples and all kinds of different veggies and some pecans. I'm using some turkey, ground up some nice lean turkey meat and added some savory and some herbs and stuff, fresh sage and thyme to it, some craisins, and it's coming along. We got a ways to go, probably do a little more cooking into the night here, but get a lot of it stuff done. We're actually going to probably go and donate our time in the morning to a homeless shelter, help a friend out, and go give back to the community a little bit, and then we'll come back and start popping the stuff in the oven and getting ready for our happy holidays here. Healthy, happy holidays. We have a great show tonight. Great guest is actually one of our Big Dreams advisory members, someone who's had a wonderful success story in her own right, lost over 200 pounds and is keeping it off, and she's got a whole new lease on life, a whole new business. She's become a personal trainer. Carrie Trapp will be joining us. And we also want to just mention our social media sites as well. You can check us out on Facebook at Big Dreams TV, and on our Twitter at Real Big Dreams, and also Big Dreams Reality on our YouTube page, where we've been posting the webisodes. This week's webisode happens to be Carrie and her story. She's already won national acclaim. She's been in featured on the Dr. Oz show. She's been recently just on the Joy Luck Club of the Today Show down in New York City. Kristen and I had a chance to meet her that night before at a Rockefeller Center there, which was really cool. Really great to meet her and her son. And they'll be good. So if you've got any questions that you might want to pass along or ask her, and also be afraid to, you know, ask anything about the holidays, too. If those of you that want to ask any kinds of helpful tips or anything, that we'll be willing to do that as well. Again, those numbers are 347-989-1473 and also 877-907-7217. Also want to mention really quick, we still have our Indiegogo fundraising thing up. Still have a few hoodies available. So, of course, there's bracelets and some other stuff, T-shirts and others. Check that out at Indiegogo.com/, and this is all big letters, BIG-Dreams-2. And that should take you to the actual fundraising page itself on Indiegogo. I think we still have a few days left on that, maybe a couple weeks or something like that. If you'd like to, you can go and check that one out as well. Carrie resides in Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure. And she's got her own personal training business as well now. She was also just featured in the National Distributed Magazine, First for Women, which has featured a lot of different amazing weight loss stories. Zee and Kristen have read several different articles there. Also, another advisory board member happened to be in First for Women not too long ago either. Dr. Sarah Stein was also featured in an article in First for Women as well. Carrie's article came out in the October 2011 issue this year and featured her and her story. So, we've got someone on the line, so let's see who we got here and check it out. Welcome to Big Dreams Radio. Who's this?
Hi, Steve. It's Carrie Trapp.
Hey, Carrie. How you doing? Good evening.
Great. How are you?
Great. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you.
It's a very cold Thanksgiving here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. You guys got snow?
We recently had a snowstorm, so there's snow on the ground.
Oh. Okay, so I'm kind of jealous now. Oh. but as long as we get it for Christmas, it's good. We had ours early. You know, we got ours right on Halloween, which kind of busted our Halloween party plans. We had all bought costumes and stuff and went out, and then we got a snowstorm. So much for that. But it's cold here. We're right around there, and they said we could be getting a little bit, but I don't know. Actually, I was out a couple hours ago, and it really, you know, you can smell snow, and it didn't really smell like snow, but who knows. So you already preparing for your Thanksgiving meal?
I'm starting to. A lot of that happens tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd get a jump on it a little bit because, like I said, we're going to be going and donating our time to a homeless shelter and trying to help some people out and feed them in the morning. So I figured we'd get get some of the big stuff, like my stuffing and all that stuff. We're getting all that stuff ready tonight. That way we can easily get the bird in the oven. We got a pretty big bird. We got a close to a 25-pounder. So,
wow.
Yeah, we want to get this sucker in the oven early, and I'm sure it's going to probably take about 5-6 hours to cook down. So, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to actually try a couple of these webisode recipes we've been putting up in the last month or so, and we're going to check them out and reduplicate them and have a nice meal. So, but let's start out and talk about you and your story and all the things, wonderful things that you have been doing lately. And let's just talk about, well, we can first of all mention your website and your business to everybody out there.
Sure. My website is caritrapp.com, CARITRAPP. And on there, you know, I talk locally to, I do a lot of local personal trainings, got a lot of clients in the area. I have a lot of information on there, what my experience is, certifications. I also have a section where people can ask me questions. I get a lot of emails. I have some clips on there from the Dr. Oz show when I was on the Today show with the Joy Fit Club. And also
right.
I have a clip on there from the magazine. So people can see that, like if they missed it, they can actually watch it on there. And
right.
I just notice I get a lot of emails from people, and I respond to all of them.
Yep.
There's also information on my website with some information on meal plans, you know, a place that has recipes, you know, great food. It's called Firm Contour. That's on there also. So people are
cool.
looking for recipes, you know, especially this time of year in the holidays, looking for ideas,
right.
you know, how to stay certain calorie range, or they're trying to lose weight
Absolutely.
And fit gain through the holidays, you know, check out those kind of things. That's really important.
Yep, yep. Yeah, that's our whole show last week is actually that's kind of the stuff we were talking about, different tips and stuff
right.
that you can really eliminate. I mean, just by making simple, small changes and stuff that really actually won't even, in preparing these meals, it will make them healthier, but you really don't miss anything in the taste and stuff. And
that's
and
what I try to explain to people.
Definitely. Yeah,
and
you can eliminate a lot of extra calories by doing too. You know, like we were just mentioning simple stuff like, you know, like where you take, you know, before you where you make the gravy and stuff, but then like refrigerate it, and then you know the fat content will congeal on top. You can kind of like take that off. You can literally remove up to I forgot what the article said that I read, but it's close to something like in 1 cup of residual fat. Kind of remove from your gravy and stuff like that, you're taking away like 50 grams or so of that fat away. And, you know, it's a good thing. It's saving a lot of extra stuff that your body probably really doesn't need, and you're still getting a good taste. And there's simple things you can do of course, we all know that we got to incorporate a lot more vegetables. I mean, my stuffings get loaded with them. I'm just you know, and when it cooks like that in a bird anyway, it gets still nice and soft and everything, but it adds
right.
flavor, and you get all the health stuff too. But let's start with your story. Now, I know your story starts in December of 2007, is that correct?
I'm coming
yeah.
up on four
yeah.
years of celebrating in
it's
December 17th.
Kind of crazy 17th. Because, you know, I'm getting ready to write a book about me, and my story actually from a like where I began to make the first of many lifestyle changes actually also happened in December of 2007 as well. It was actually on Pearl Harbor Day was the day that I gave up my severe drinking that really was the brunt
wow.
of my health problems and also weight gain for the 10 years prior to that. Happened to be on Pearl Harbor Day was the day. So it happened in the same year, in December. Kind of eerie when I was reading it on your website. I was like, wow, you actually started about the same time. Yeah, but that's cool. And so then, you know, I've asked many people this, and of course the trainer I had before, Mercedes, she had lost weight. And of course I got all these people I meet all the time now that are making these wonderful lifestyle changes and loss of weight. And I always ask them the same question, what was that turning point? What was it that made you finally decide, wow, you know what, I've got to do something, I got to change something? You know, it's usually, sometimes there's a humiliation point. I know
right.
mine I got to a point like where I couldn't literally even go to the doctor anymore because I couldn't even fit into any chairs anymore. I literally like cut myself off from the. I got to a point where, you know, my size became so almost too much. You know, I mean, I basically got to the point of not even being able to leave the house. I mean, you weren't quite that way, but you were like what, close to 400 pounds, right?
Yeah. At one point, I was 418, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was, I think it was, you know, between humiliation and my health, it was a combination of both. That summer, right. I spent the entire summer, I was a hospitality consultant for years, and I spent opening a new hotel, and, you know, you're walking up down a stairs in construction, I was always out of breath, I was constantly using my inhaler. I don't even know how I got through that summer. But, you know, close to that winter, I had a humiliating experience, which I talk about on my website, about being at a dental office with my kids and being stuck in a chair. And at that point, I just thought, this is ridiculous. I need to do something. You know, I went and saw my doctor, you know, kind of had an emotional experience with her. And we talked for a long time. And, you know, she pushed me in a direction of a low-calorie diet for a while. And I had to do it. My mom died when I was younger, and I didn't want my kids to go through that. And I thought, you know, who's going to take care of them if something happens to me? So I think I decided to do it.
Did she die of a lifestyle-related disease?
No, not at all. But it was just one of those realities that I was at a point that
right.
I probably was going to, you know, have a heart attack or some serious, had such serious, you know, conditions happening. And my blood pressure was out of control. The medication wasn't even helping.
I know. And the diabetes is a thing that kind of scared me as well. All the handfuls of medication that I was taking, it was, you know, it got to a point where it was like, my God, this stuff doesn't, I mean, they say to take it, but, you know, it's not really helping. And, once I started, I was like, wow, you know, making those simple changes, it's amazing how your health can radically improve. So what did you, what was, including, like you said, low-calorie diet, but...
And I started
walking. Did you eliminate things like rice, pasta, and all that stuff?
Everything. Yeah. Yep. Especially for the first 6 months. Because when I started, I decided to do it right away and not wait another holiday. Because if I talked to my doctor about it, you know, and we talked about when I should start, and I thought, if I start in January, I probably will weigh 20 more pounds through the holidays. So I'm like, no, I need to start now. I just had a birthday. I'm ready to go. So, yeah, and I started walking 30 minutes a day. That's all I did in the beginning. And I'm telling you, for the first week, I think 30 minutes was down my driveway and back. You know, it was very difficult. So I just decided to go farther and farther. And
short trip. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
yeah, by Christmas, I had lost, like, 25 pounds already in the first couple of weeks. So it's just, I was, like, amazed. I'm like, oh, that was already a pant size at that point.
Yep.
So I think when you see results like that, it keeps you motivated.
It sure does. And I didn't even step on the scale for a while. And, my God, when you finally see the amount, I think you said, you had close to, well, you said like 100 pounds in what, 5 months or something?
In 5 months. Mm-hmm. I lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks, in 105 months. I kept track of it. Like, I posted it all. Back then, you know, Facebook wasn't really that big of a deal, but MySpace was. So I remember I posted, like, here's my goal, here's my loss each week.
Yeah,
and
I
mean, people
were
amazed by it.
You know. Yep, and it really does. You know, and all you need is that little bit of positive the affirmation that you are really making a difference, and it's working. You know, and it was for me. You know, when you first saw that huge drop, it was like, wow, I can do this. And not only can I do it, but that's when I finally just said, wow, now I need to try to find out as much as I can and learn as much as I can. Along the way, just so that not only am I helping myself, but maybe eventually I'll be able to, like, help some other people out there. Because you and I talked about that in New York a little bit, and it's so funny because all these people that I meet and talk, they all want to give back and pay forward to other people because, you know, you and I agree, we got a problem in this country. And, you know, I think it's the lack of education and information for the people to get the right information. Once they get that and they start to apply it themselves, because I've seen that from the people that have had some positive effects from just watching and doing the hints that I give.
Right.
that's all you really need, you know. And there's so much and I don't even want to call it not all disinformation, but there's a lot of there's so much information out there. You don't know what to follow. And you know,
exactly.
I've done so much now that you know, when you really talk about nutrition and the stuff, it's really easy if you just stick to the basic stuff. You eliminate all the, you know, I mean, you say, right, you got rid of all the most of the processed crap, right? All sodas and all that stuff is gone, right? Yeah.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand how to read a label. I mean, that took me a long time. Like, what does that actually mean? And that's really important. When you figure that stuff out and how to not just look at calories, you look at your carbs, your proteins, your fat, you know, those things are important, then I think it clicks with people.
I say read them religiously. I mean, because it is, you know, that's why they do them, and that's why they have to put them on all the things, because they have to tell you what's in it. So, and you know, a lot of people start to read that, and they don't know. You know, like Dr. Amen always says, you know, he's literally picked up a health bar, and it's got 16 different types of sugar on the side of it. Now, it's claiming it's a health bar. But they got so many different names for sugar nowadays, you know, and you got the dextrins and the OSes and all that. And if you don't know what they are, which most people don't, you read it and you say, well, I don't know what that is. Well, you know what? One of his simple things is that, you know what, if you pick up a label and you read a word and you don't know what it is, and you don't know what, you know, you don't know what it contains, or, you know, you've got all these strange, you just don't eat it, you know. That's simple.
Right.
You know, if
look it up.
You don't
Google
know
it.
What's in it, and you look it up and you see that it's bad, why would you eat it? And it's crazy, because when you start to realize that they got 20 different names for sodium or salt, and they got 30 or 50 different names for sugar, and it's almost as if they're trying to hide the fact that they're putting this stuff in everything. And it's crazy, because the sugar's in bread. It's in almost everything that's in a bag or can, you know? So after the 100 pounds, and obviously you were eating lean meats and obviously vegetables and fruit, and what were some of the other things that you were relying on?
Say that question again. I didn't hear what you
said. What other things besides just like lean meats and fruits and vegetables were you like incorporating that you?
I eat a lot of eggs, a lot of cottage cheese, you know, organic
nice.
Bread. I mean, for
and
the longest
again,
time, I was kind of scared to go outside of my, I was like scared to go outside my comfort zone for a long time. Like, you know, you kind of need to experiment what works for you, what doesn't work for you.
Absolutely. And eat the stuff that you like. You know, I mean, so many people, when I say talking about eating healthy and health food, they go, oh, it's going to taste like crap. You know what? When I moved into this house and I'm living with a lot of adults, most of them don't or didn't eat well. And now they love everything I eat, and it's all healthy. And they're like, well, I can eat this every single day. And I'm like, hello, yeah, it doesn't have to taste like crap. And it can be good for you. I mean, it's just, and I think sometimes it's like if you keep it more simple. You know, everyone thinks it's so hard, too. But I think the hardest part for me is just going to, because I literally shop at 5 different places now to get certain things.
Right, I understand.
That's the hard part, right? You know, going out and getting all the stuff, not eating it.
Exactly.
Not difficult. And how many times do you eat a day? Tell people. I mean,
five or six times. At least five or six. With some people,
it's huge, big things, but
no.
Good, healthy snacks. What kind of snacks do you like?
I like yogurts. I love Ezekiel bread. I keep talking about it because it's one of my favorite things to eat with cinnamon. Cinnamon and raisin Ezekiel bread with a little peanut butter on top. It's like a dessert. But
it
I think
is.
What's
it
important
like
for people to understand is that they need to eat throughout the day, and they need to do the same thing every day. It's kind of keep to eat the same times each day, and that really keeps your metabolism going.
It really is. And the more the metabolism goes and runs and keeps running optimally, the more residual fat you keep burning. You know, it really sucks for me because now I'm down to that last dozen or so pounds that I really want to get to that certain goal number that I've had. And God, is it the hardest to get rid of? And I'm really fighting that building muscle because I'm doing the interval training. And we'll talk about that because you're your personal trainer. But, you know, I'm doing all that. So I'm constantly doing this muscle building I'm trying to get rid of that residual fat, but it's a constant battle because I'm constantly adding muscle. So it's like I'll go up a couple pounds, and then I'll drop a couple more. And then it goes up again. But, I mean, I keep talking to my trainer, and she's like, well, you're actually probably just you keep building muscle, and then you maybe burn a little more fat. But it's really, I keep saying that in the end, I just want to, I don't know how much solid muscle, I mean, obviously muscle weighs more than fat. So
right.
I guess that's the whole thing that you're fighting that.
I'm kind of in the same area you are. So I actually, we have at the gym, we have, you can test your body fat. So I try to watch that. So I'm trying to lower my body fat, not particularly weight, but, you know, you want to turn, you know, fat into muscle. So then it's not as scary if you gain a pound or two because you know you're losing fat. Yeah, a lot
that's
of high
true.
Intensity
absolutely.
Training. You're doing the right
because
thing
my
right
thighs
where
keep going
at.
Down, Carrie. You know, like those,
yeah,
the pair of pants that I had. They are. I mean, it's crazy. I just bought a couple pairs of pants again, like a month and a half ago, and they're all too big again. It's crazy. And it's like, dang. So I
that's
know
a good
I'm
feeling.
Still the body. So yeah, it is. The body's still shrinking, and I feel that what I'm supposed to be underneath, which is great. But so what was your total? I mean, you was like over 220 pounds or something.
Yep,
last, right?
Yep, 228 at one point.
So what was the first?
Awesome.
When was the first time that? How did you contact Dr. Oz, or did they hear about you?
What had happened is, let's see, the local media had caught my story a little bit, and for a while I was on a hospital program in the beginning, that low-supervised diet, so I got to be in a lot of their ads and billboards and kind of was
cool.
Their poster child for a while. So I actually was really interested in being on a different show. So I sent them my story. And some of my friends had sent it to a couple other shows, and Dr. Oz was one of them. And they called me, and they asked me to be on a show called Secrets of the Skinny. And, of course, I said yes. I had, a week to go out there. And there's two other girls in the show, and they interviewed us, and we got to talk about, like, you know, some of the substitutes we make and, you know, what do we do for craving, stuff like that. It was really a fun experience. I mean,
enlighten some people. That's a good thing. What do you do when you have a craving and stuff?
Well, we talked about like one of the things he asked me was what is something that you didn't want to give up? And I didn't want to give up ranch dressing. Like I used to eat ranch dressing on everything. It's horrible. Not anything low calorie. So I learned to make it with yogurt and dressing mix. You know, I still ate a lot of it, but it wasn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of fat in it. It was low calorie, stuff like that. And then
you mix like the Greek yogurt with what, like maybe some low-fat sour cream or something like that, or what?
So you actually can buy ranch dressing mix.
Yeah, right.
And you
the
would,
powder.
You would put it with you can use low-fat milk or skim milk
right.
With
there you go.
Yogurt, and you mix it all mm-hmm. together, and it tastes better than ranch dressing. I guarantee it.
Oh, I bet it does. And yeah, and you're
that recipe's
out a lot
on my.
Of that.
And that recipe's on my website, and so is the black bean brownies that I made on the show. Those are on my website also, and those have a lot of protein and fiber. So, Steve, after you have one of those high-intensity workouts at the gym, eat something like that
right.
Afterwards for some recovery.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. I love black beans. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, some of the Oriental cooking that you get as takeout or even Mexican, tends to have a lot of extra sodium and stuff. But there's ways you can make yourself at home some really good, healthy Mexican and Chinese. I mean, I make it all the time, like a chicken, organic chicken stir fry. I mean, it's to die for, and like put fresh ginger and all that stuff in there. And it's good. I just don't eat it with the rice anymore, you know. I do, though, like to eat some of those noodles. Sometimes I'll make the noodles with it. But I don't eat a lot of pasta anymore. Have you gone back to pasta or anything? Because
I don't really care for that stuff. I don't like the way it makes me feel anymore if I eat something like that.
Right?
When you're so used to eating good and you
don't
miss
it.
You get sick. Your body
is
so groggy.
And you know what, Carrie last week, the blogger from last week, she had a really great, and you might like this too, because I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to, because I love green beans. But she'll take like the thin, fresh, like French, the thinner green beans, mm-hmm. and she'll make herself a fresh tomato sauce, like with turkey meatballs or something, and she makes and puts that over cooked green beans and eats that. And she told me about it when we were doing that recipe episode, and I was like, wow, I think I like that idea. Yeah, and add fresh garlic and stuff to it. And I was like, that sounds actually very interesting. I'm going to have to try that. Yeah, because, I mean, I still do. I watched my sister when I was in North Carolina. She was eating pasta, and I was like, ugh. But then, just like you, I had a little bit, and I was like, that's not that great.
Well, they have spaghetti squash, and that's pretty good, too. That's healthy.
It is. Yeah, I do.
And it looks like noodles, and it tastes good.
It does.
I mean, there's so many substitutes out there. People can just, if they just get some ideas going and it clicks with them, it helps.
So when did you decide that you might get into the fitness thing? Or let's put it this way. What was the point that you started kicking in the exercise beyond the walking? Let's go with that question first.
Well, after 6 months, I got an exercise bike at home.
Right.
So I was walking, and I was doing some videos, like Dancing with the Stars, some videos at home. And then I had a recumbent bike at home. I'm telling you, I was over the weight limit when I got it. And I didn't
care.
Me
too. Oh, my God.
So
I
just
rode
it into the ground and busted it.
Oh, did you? I didn't bust mine, though, but I researched mine a lot.
It took a few months. I mean, I bought one on sale at Walmart because they had, an overstock. It didn't matter because it worked for a while, and I just rode it. I didn't even care.
Right?
But then I decided.
All of them say 300 pounds, and I was like, I am not waiting until I get down to 300 pounds to get on a bike. There's no way. That was to 450, and I was like, listen, if it breaks, it breaks. It's my money. I'm buying it. And if it breaks, I guess I'll have to buy another one. And it actually never did, but I was like, it really helped. Didn't it help with the cardio? I mean, doing cardio
definitely.
Like that. That's definitely. What kicked it. And for me, kicked it into high gear. I mean, that's when my metabolism just went through the roof, and I started eating really, really healthy. And then, I mean, how much water were you drinking? I mean, I still love
it. Oh, gallons of it.
I know.
When you're in a weight loss phase,
crazy.
You really should, be drinking half your body weight. Ounce-wise.
I know.
I was drinking a lot.
My friend Jeff, and there's a lot of it. You could almost, at our size, at that size, you can almost not. I mean, I guess there is a way you could actually drink too much water. But for me, it was the more water I drank, the faster the weight was coming off. It was like the...
You have to flush it. I don't know if you have any...
Flushing out of my
that.
Body. Exactly
you
what it
to,
was.
I watched this crazy video once when I was in a nutrition class. And it was talking about, you're exercising, your fat cells are floating around your body. And it's like, if you're not drinking enough water, they stick back to you. And after I saw that, I'm like, more water.
Yeah, it was true. And so now, I mean, I got to a point where I would literally have 2-liter bottles of water right on the table next to my recumbent. So while I'm in that long bike ride, I'm just sitting there and I would time it. Like every 15 minutes, I'd pick it up and drink half a bottle or, something like that, put it back down and just keep doing that. And it got to a point where it was almost like gasoline to me. The more water I'd pick up and drink some water, all of a sudden it would, my body would get hydrated again, and then it kick in, and I had more power, and it was feeding myself, and it was amazing. And I peed a lot, but that's what it is. It's you're trying to flush that fat. The fat's dissolving. It goes into your urine, and it's being broken down. You're breaking it down. You just got to get it back out. I know that a lot of roughage. I did. How much raw food? I'd like to ask that question. Did you eat a lot of raw food as well?
Yeah, raw vegetables.
Yeah.
Definitely. Lots of raw vegetables,
and I still do. Yeah, I mean, they're great carbs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are those good carbs that you want to be putting into you. And they just last so much longer. They last a long time. They keep in your fiber, they're all that good stuff, and they keep you full longer. I keep saying today still that my little organic baby carrots, they're like my popcorn, and I quit kind of watching TV and stuff, but now I'm living with my friend Mary, and she's got a little kid 3 years old, and he'll ask for something, and I'll say, here, well, eat a carrot first, and it fills you up, it really does. I got to a point where it was like my nighttime snack is snacking on carrots and stuff. Okay, we got a caller, so let's put him on and see what got your same area code. Let's see. Welcome to Big Dreams Radio. Who is it? Hello? Somebody there? Hello? Maybe not. Oh, we'll put them back on mute for right now, see if they get a question or not. But
You'd ask me about the fitness when I decided to get into fitness.
Yeah, right, exactly. So,
I hadn't joined the gym at all at this point. I wasn't actually, yeah. It had been a year, a little bit over a year. I lost 150, I think, at this point. It was around Christmas time. And my aunt Debbie had called me, and she lives by a YMCA, and she wanted me to do a Biggest Loser program with her. Like, I just lost a bunch of weight. What, you know what I mean? It's like, you want me to lose more?
Right.
Of course I want to lose more. But I was like,
yeah,
I didn't know if you had to be
you're an inspirational person.
Right. I didn't know if you had to lose like a huge amount of weight or if this was for any size person. So we decided to join, and she's not overweight. You know, she wanted to lose 20 pounds, so I'm like, I'll be on your team.
Right.
So that was actually the first gym that I really had joined, and it was a 12-week program, and there was 100 people in this program. It was awesome.
Wow.
And it wasn't like you can't get voted off, that kind of program. It wasn't like that at all.
Right.
It was just a program where you had to go to boot camp, you know, 5 days a week, four days a week, actually, in the nutrition class one day, and you had to, you know, it was brutal. But I liked it. I mean, I was sore all the time, but I was learning more than I had. At this point, I'd done a lot of cardio. I was learning more about the strength training. We did a lot of agility things. Oh, it was great. So, I don't know, it was somewhere during that time period that I thought, I want to do this, like, every day. Like, I'd be at work thinking I'd rather be at the Y doing stuff like that. So, I decided at that point, and after 12 weeks, I'd actually won fourth place during it. Even after all that weight, I lost a whole bunch of more weight and more inches. I got certified to teach group fitness. So I started teaching group fitness part-time locally,
cool.
You know, where I live now. So, and then I decided that, you know, I was doing, you know, my normal job as a hotel consultant. I was doing the group fitness. I just started going, you know, I really want to do more of this. So I, you know, went to school, got a certification in that, did some stuff, went and got certified over a weekend seminar. And I'm still in school. I'm, doing continuing education, doing nutrition and wellness now. But I started full-time at a gym this last April. So I did a lot of it on my own. Like, I have a business, so I have, you know, clients all over, and I was doing that, but I wanted to do more. So now I think it's to a point where I have a lot of clients on my own. I got a lot of clients at the gym. It's like my whole life. You know, I got one day off a week. But I really enjoy it. You know, I really do, and I enjoy, like, the people I work with, the people I'm helping. I mean, there's so many success stories that –
That makes me feel great.
I'm helping them. I'm pushing
them
in that direction.
You must have a couple ones that really inspire you. You know, I know all these people that are losing weight and listening to what I say inspire me all the time, especially when they kind of like drop me a note and tell me how they are and what they're doing and how much they've lost, how good they feel. Because, yeah, I keep saying, if we could bottle that feeling of how we feel now that we've lost all this weight, you know what I'm talking about, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, your willpower is up, your energy's up, everything. If we could bottle that into some kind of liquid and then have them give them just one taste of it and just say, see, you see how that feels? You could feel like that all the time if you do this. I don't think they would turn around. They would not, they wouldn't even think twice about it. It's that fear in the beginning. We were all, you must have been afraid. I know I was scared to death when I first started.
Horrible. You know, when you plateau, you're afraid still. You know, you get to that point, you start, it's just something you have to get past. You have to believe in yourself. You know, it's not just the willpower. You have to believe in yourself. A lot of self-motivation, like self-chats really help. You know, writing down goals, that helps me.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
but
I agree.
Yeah, a lot. We got to change. Obesity is getting so high in America. It just keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah, and it's really the childhood obesity is the thing that just breaks my heart. You know, because like I keep saying in my story, it took me till I was like almost 19 years old to hit that 300-pound mark. But my gosh, you know, I see stories of 11-year-olds that are there, and it's like, are you kidding me? Really, we've got to get a grip on this. Because, I mean, man, you know what we've gone. I mean, you've gone through it. You know how, I mean, a big person has to rethink their whole life. And the bigger they get, there's so much extra residual emotional strain and stress. And then not only the humiliation and all the castigation and all that stuff as well, but we literally have to think about in a room, is that chair going to hold me? Or can I go? Or I can't go to the doctors anymore. Or I can't go on a plane without being uncomfortable. And I can't do this. And all of a sudden, your world starts becoming smaller, and you look at it, the world, in a different light. And, you know, it's tough. And normal people don't really see that, or they don't know that we go through that a lot. But
I think it's worse for a kid. You know, their self-esteem. I think it's a lot worse for a kid.
Because,
you know, kids are mean. Adults are mean, but kids are really mean. A lot of bullying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's worse on a child.
Yep, it sure is. It sure is. And, I know now that I've been giving these talks and stuff about my story. And I was even nervous. I went to my niece's nutrition class down in her high school. She's just starting to go to high school. And I thought, oh, my God, well, you know, I'm going to get there, and I'm going to start showing these pictures of me when I was, like, 650 pounds, and, these kids are all going to laugh. You know, they didn't. They were shocked. You know, and then they saw, because they were looking at me now, you know, and they were like, so they were so interested. And the really great part was that then they come up afterwards and they say, you know, my father is really big, and I really just want to tell him about you and your story, because I just want him to know that he can do it, you know, because I think that's the point you get to hopelessness, you know. I know,
right.
I was there. And I know a lot of people out there, again, if they just don't know or have belief in themselves or don't have the right information, sometimes they don't think you can do it. I mean, and you were a mother of Yuri, you know, you had kids, you had a reason to do it. You got to have, you got to write down those goals and those motivations. I know Dr. Damon talks about all the time. Write down those, or put those pictures of the people you love that are the reason that you're doing it. Put them on your refrigerator, or, you know, keep them around you. Keep those goals. And, you know, if you've got a list of goals, keep them right there where you look at it every day and say, you know, I can do this. This positive reinforcement stuff. I mean, like I told myself, I said, I got to get on Oprah. I don't care what I have to do. I've got to get on Oprah. Now, it really got to a point where I didn't think I was going to get on Oprah, but I still had that motivation. It was one of those things, my gosh, you know, and then I did it. And then I was on there and I was like, that was it. I was like, wow, it wasn't as impressive as I thought it was, but oh well, that was, it was TV. So you just got, in between, I guess, in between, when was the Dr. Oz, when was that, 2009?
That was last year in October, so I had lost all the weight by then, the Dr. Oz,
and then right, and then this year you had when did you actually do the actual article with First Women?
I didn't.
I know you,
see,
it came out in October, but...
Yeah, it came out at the end of September, but the photo shoot was the first week of August.
Yeah.
It took about a month later. And then I went to Today Show, was, in October, I went on Today Show. Or, I'm sorry, November. November.
Yeah,
no, it was
awesome.
October. Yeah, I'm confused. Yeah, so that was, like, right in a row. It was very exciting.
Very cool.
A lot of emails were coming
there,
in those 2 months.
So you become this personal trainer and stuff. So tell us about a couple of your really good success stories.
I work with, like, God, I work with people from all ages. I work with kids. I work with adults. I work with overweight people. I work with, you know, overweight mothers. I work with some guys. I work with elders. I even teach a swim class right now, you know, for people that are...
Cool.
Designed for seniors, but I'm just, you know, I work with so many different people, and I just see a lot of different results. And I just was thinking about someone recently that I see on a daily basis at the gym that I don't, you know, do personal training with, but, you know, I just do a lot of conversations with, and I think she's been, you know, working out in, with classes of mine, you know, over a year, you know, and really, you know, struggling, but, you know, but in there every day, but not seeing a lot of success. And I recently saw a doctor, and he just talked a lot about diet, and it finally just clicked with him. You know, and he just dropped 40 pounds like nothing. It looks awesome. But I think, you know, when he's talking about it, he's like, God, after all the conversations we've had, he's like, and everything you said, it finally just clicked with me when I saw my doctor. And I know you've been saying the same thing. And he's like, I just finally did it. And it's like, wow, it looks so great. It's all off. You know,
I think another good thing that you mentioned, I think you keep it on your website, you're talking about, you got to have long-term goals. But I think it's setting realistic, small, short-term goals is what keeps you motivated. You know, and that was what it was for me. At first, I ended up losing like 5 pounds in a week. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. But maybe let me see if I can do 7 pounds in a week. And I kind of like, you know, push myself. And the same thing on the bike. You know, I could barely do a mile. And then I was like, well, maybe I can do 2 miles. And all of a sudden, 2 miles becomes three, and then three becomes five, and then five is seven, and then seven is ten, and it's like, wow. And that's, again, where you're pushing your mind. And I think that we should make that good point, is that I think sometimes we don't realize how powerful our mind is, mind over matter, that we can, and nourishing and giving your brain the right kind of food and the exercise is, because obviously, the exercise is blood flow, it's oxygen flow. It's
right.
Not only good for our hearts, but our brains as well. I mean, our two major organs that are kind of running the whole show, brain and the heart, and they rely on the blood flow and the oxygen. And, man, I tell you, once your brain starts feeling it, and your mind, and the amazing things you can push yourself to, the limits you can push yourself past, you know, I'm sure with your walking, I mean, you started, like you said, barely getting down your driveway. I mean, what's a good walk for you now that you can just bust out?
Well, I can run 8 miles. That's
okay,
new. I mean, running's new for me, but I could walk. I probably could walk a marathon if I tried. I haven't, you know, walked that far. But, I mean, walking isn't really, to me anymore, it's just something I do with my family. It's not difficult for me anymore. I don't have to bring my inhaler. I don't have to worry about having an asthma attack.
Not a challenge anymore. Right, right.
No.
I know.
It's the same thing with me.
You know, just walking to a store, I used to have to use a shopping cart like a crutch. I mean, I literally relied on leaning on the cart and if I didn't have a cart, I couldn't make it through the store. Now it's like I walk around carrying one of those baskets, the shopping baskets. I forgot where it was in some store. I guess it was the grocery store. But I had two of them, one in each hand, and they were both loaded. And, yeah, I should have taken the cart, but I was doing it because I knew I could do it. It was like a challenge. I was, like, lugging around these two 30-pound weights in each hand and like, walking through the store. And I just tried to imagine how I would have – I mean, I couldn't have done it. I would have probably had a heart attack a couple of years ago. And I was like, forget that. But – It's amazing.
I think if people they kind of get past the fear, you know, even someone that just wants to lose even a small amount of weight, I think if they just make my other half, we've lived together for almost a year now, not quite a year, but he just, you know, he felt he was a little bit overweight, not really, but he thought he was. But, I mean, just this year alone, I think he's dropped 35 pounds just by making some simple changes in your diet. He's already healthy. He's already working out all the time. But just a few changes here and there and just, It just dropped off. It's like it's amazing, you know, how much better people feel. And
because
I think when people think of a diet, they're like, they get scared, like, oh, if you change all these things in my life. And I think if some people, if they make simple changes first and they see results, they'll want to make all the other changes. So it's not like they're cutting cold turkey on everything. And I tell people that it seems like they have more success. They say, well, I'm doing this now, or I cut this out now. And yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to cut this out, because they see what's happening and they want to continue to feel good and see more results. The transition is much easier, I think.
Yeah, I do. I agree. Yeah, you know, and we are a potato noodle loving country and bread. Let's face it, white bread and, you know, I mean, what do we get when we go to a normal restaurant? They serve you bread right off the bat, you know, and it's like, really, seriously. And I even went to a couple really, really good organic restaurants where they still like brought out bread, and I was like, really? But it's organic bread. But I'm like, yeah, but it totally like fills you up and it converts to sugar most of this, and still it's something that it's almost not necessary. I mean, I do do eat bread once in a while, and my gosh, I actually am going to make some whole wheat rolls for tomorrow. I don't know if I'll have one, but other people would prefer to have them, so we'll make
right.
them. I'll have the stuffing. It's made out of bread, but it's like good bread.
I got to ask you about restaurants. I got to ask you a question because for the longest time, I'd cringe. I never wanted to go out to eat because I always wanted to know, like, how they were preparing my food, what exactly was in it. I used to be really bad, but I'm lighting up a little bit now. And I'm not afraid to tell them, I don't want this, I don't want this, put this on it, don't do this. But I think
yep.
it's hard. So tell me, when you go out to a restaurant, I mean, how do you order your food? Do you look for a certain thing? Do you
tell them how
to make it?
And yes, I do. You know, and I don't want to call myself a food Nazi. But I find myself sometimes doing it, and then I'll even do it to my friends, you know, and then I know I'm taking it too far. But, yeah, absolutely, I want to know how it's prepared, and then I want to know if, you know, if I see something that looks good and I do a lot of cooking on my own, I'll mention, well, do you mind if you could, well, you know, if you could, like, broil that instead of, you know, whatever, you know, and could you, like, substitute broccoli for the noodles, you know? If there's something that sounds good, and I know that they have the same kind of ingredients in another meal, I'll ask if they can substitute, or you know, if you can lay off on the salt, or always dressing on the side, and all that kind of stuff. Those simple things you should be in control of what you put in your mouth. You don't want to let anybody that's preparing your food do something that you don't want to put in your mouth. So, yeah, absolutely. It's, you are paying money, especially in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It seems like it more and more often, and that's why I kind of really love these guys that are starting this thing here in Worcester with the Woo Food thing, but they are putting the healthy, or talking the restaurants into putting these helpful alternatives on their menu. And it doesn't mean that you have to take the crap off, because there's going to be people out there that want to eat that greasy hamburger, and that's fine. But then you ought to also offer a light version of our turkey burger version, or maybe even like a veggie burger kind of
Absolutely.
Thing. Alternative where
black
they
beans, could
put,
black bean burgers are good.
There you go. Oh, yeah. And do you have a recipe for that? I haven't tried one of those, but I'm thinking about
really
a lot. Are they?
Even Green Mill has that on there. You know, there's a lot of restaurants I'm noticing now, like Green Mill and Applebee's, that have a separate menu. That's fine if they want to segregate us. But I mean, the Weight Watchers menu, or Here's Your Calorie.
Absolutely.
I think it's great that they're doing it. I applaud them.
Me
I want more
too.
Restaurants to
Me
do that.
Me too. And you know what I loved, and Kristen and I saw when we were in California, is that they put all on most of these restaurants and the menus now, all the nutritional information, which is
that's great.
I mean, and even in places like Starbucks and stuff, because you know when you put the truth out there, people start thinking twice. And when they see a drink that has like something crazy, like 76 grams of fat in it, they're gonna sit there and go, "Whoa, I don't know if I should be actually drinking those." And then you start thinking, "Well, oh my God, I drink four of those a week," and then you're like, wow, that's like 900 calories in that? And you're like, geez. And that's why I really love that California has got to that point where they put that information out there, because then when you see it face-to-face, the sodium content is what I still think is just totally ridiculous. And in a restaurant, I'm sorry, but I'm not afraid to say just hold the salt.
No, I'm not either.
You know, I'll put the salt on. You know, just make it without salt. I just want those stir-fried vegetables, and don't add that sauce or whatever you're going to put on it. I can do that.
And all myself. The butter. Ugh.
Oh, my
all
God. Yeah. Although, I have to say, I am going to be using some butter in the next 8 hours.
Yeah, I
but
understand.
Very sparingly.
It's
very,
about pork.
And that's another
control.
Thing. And that's the thing we were telling about the healthy thing, and that's another thing. You know, when you read all these recipes, I swear, you can almost literally cut the sugar. Whatever they say in these recipes, you can almost cut it in half and it'll still be fine. A lot of the butter and stuff you can cut down. I know I'm doing it. And you still get good flavor. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have, you don't have to, moderation is a big thing. And, you know, speaking of restaurants, I got so many people now that, you know, that have had this weight loss surgery too that are my friends. So they literally can't eat that much. But it's great that, you know, they don't feel bad about asking that too. You know, if you're gonna have a chicken sandwich, cut the chicken sandwich in half and just wrap that one half up. Because I know I'm not gonna be able to eat it. I do that with the burritos too. You know, I like to go to this place where they make a really good, pretty healthy, decent burrito. But the thing is so big, our portion control in these restaurants in our country are crazy. You know, it's really crazy. Because when you go to Europe or something and you sit down at a restaurant, especially in certain countries, people, Americans here, would look at that stuff and go, are you kidding me? That's it? But, yeah, that's all you really should have. It's where our portions over here, and you get these platefuls of food, and for relatively cheap on the whole as well, you know. That's why these supersizing and all that stuff is just, it's killing us, you know. It really
right.
is. And how many people, have you trained anyone that has been pretty big size yet?
Yeah, I currently train people that have lost 40, 50 pounds already. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
I'd be great if I could also coach them on their diet at the same time. I mean, I give people advice, but I really would like to become more of a weight loss coach to help people on that end too. That, you know,
right.
involves some more schooling and stuff because – I think it would be, you know, amazing. I mean, I help a lot of people in the surrounding area, but I want to go on a bigger scale.
That's what I'm seriously considering right as well right now, is to getting to almost like a health, a real legitimate health coaching. I'm actually looking at a school right now because I think that is where you're going to make a big difference. And you can not only, and it doesn't only have to be about weight loss. I mean, you can literally cure disease with the way you eat as well. I mean, there's
right.
so many different methods and integrated things, and that's where I think the good thing that you said about experimentation. Everybody's plan. That's, you know, even my plan might not work for everybody the same way.
Right.
You know, because I borrowed from a lot of different things. I did a little paleo, did a little veganism, did a little raw, this and that. But it was like experimentation. I always say it's like education, experimentation, perspiration. You know, it's a combination of all those. And you got to find what works for you. And then sometimes, another thing I wanted to ask you. You obviously must have had your little plateaus or those little moments where you just didn't budge, even like within the exercise realm. When did you make that connection that you had to start like switching it up and stuff? Did you have a trainer?
After a couple weeks, no, I didn't have a trainer. Boy, and I wish I would have. Like now that I'm a trainer, I look back, I'm like, I could have done this differently. I wish I would have done this and not this.
I know when I
plateau and I would talk to, you know, like, you know, my physician, I had to eat more. Sometimes people aren't eating enough.
Me too. I know.
Metabolism.
I'm having that. You know what? I think this last 12 pounds, I do not eat enough. I swear to God. And I said that the other day, and I forgot who it was, and they started laughing. They were, what are you talking about? I was like, you really do have to eat more to lose more. You do, because I'm just not keeping that, you know, I'm not keeping that metabolism going. You got to fuel that fire. It's almost like a fire burning inside you that's melting the fat. And if you don't give it enough fuel and keep that fire stoked, you're not going to melt the fat.
Right. And you might want to add some, you know, metabolism boosters too, like, you know, vitamin B or, you know, cinnamon. Some people use
battery.
That cayenne
pepper.
You can all that stuff.
Battery of vitamin Bs. I do. B12 through the 1-6, all of them. Yeah, I mean, they do help. They absolutely do. Supplementation is something I never did before, and now I've substituted my handful of pills with a handful of supplements, including multi. Do you take a fish oil as well?
I don't right now, but, I mean, I do recommend it. It's very good for people.
Yeah.
I eat a lot
of
fish. But, yeah, if you're not getting it in your diet, you should take a supplement.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like them both. I mean, I can eat fish all the time, too, as well. I love it. I love it. And now being here in Boston, it's not too hard to go and find really good fish. We actually have a really, really good restaurant here in Worcester called The Sole Proprietor. It's awesome. And, again, there, you can get stuff the way you want it. You know, if you want a nice piece of grilled fish or you want a nice piece of grilled salmon. But I'm so much of a cook, and I'm sure your mother and you probably like to cook as well. I don't know. I like to know what I'm putting in my own food, you know. Unless
right.
I go to and there are special restaurants, and we're getting few and far between here, and I'm sure there's probably some more in Boston itself. But where where you can literally walk in and you know everything that you're getting off the menu is not only safe, but it is, like, healthy. So we've come a long way in 10 years in that nutrition fitness realm. I mean, like, I was at that fitness convention out in L.A., and everybody, you know, the whole movement itself seems to be, it's still changing on its own, but it's really getting smarter. It seems like every year people are getting smarter and smarter, and you're seeing more and more of these great success stories like yours and mine across the board. I think that's one of the things that Big Dreams eventually wants to be able to do, is we don't want to like focus on one method. You know, I think one of our purposes is right across the board, healthy lifestyle, maintaining it. Let's face it, you know, it's taking it off is one thing, because
it's
not.
Taking it off is even harder.
It is, yeah.
Even harder.
It almost, you know, when you look back at it, I know I do. I look back and I go, my God, you know, it was almost too easy at point. It just, like, melted off, and it was like, wow.
Right.
And then you get to this point now, like, you got that last 15 pounds, and it's hard as heck, and you're like, what? Come on. I mean, I lost 13 pounds in, like, 6.5 days before.
Right,
and
right.
Now,
why can't I do that
I've been
now?
Stuck on a month and a half, the same 13 pounds. It's like, are you kidding me? Oh, man, it's, like, crazy. But I think you're right. I think I do have to keep doing that. I don't eat enough.
I think what also needs to change is what we're feeding our kids at school. I'm just blown away. I have to mention, I'm blown away by what my kids eat at school.
It's not healthy.
It's
not healthy. That day I went to my niece's nutrition thing. When the class got out, it was lunchtime, and I literally walked in that lunchroom, and I saw what these kids were eating, and I was like, oh, well, there's your reason right there. It's crazy.
Lot of kids are getting breakfast and lunch there. Most kids are. And they're able to have seconds and thirds if they want, really, of that.
Yep.
So
I know.
We need to touch on that a little bit. That needs
and
some major help, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, and that's one of the persons I really love. And because he's a foreigner, Jamie Oliver, he really doesn't give a crap what he says. So he really tells it like it is. I mean, I saw him in an interview not too long ago where he was just like telling America, listen, you guys have got it all wrong. And you need to start telling these kids how bad it's going to be. And that's one of the reasons that I can't wait until I get my new kind of little talk worked up and everything when I'm ready to go here. Because I think those are some of the places that I'm going to target first, or schools with kids. And just make them aware that, you know, I don't want anybody to get in the position that I was. I mean, I was almost dead. And I know you probably didn't feel good at 400 pounds either. And the health issues are one thing, but it's to a point where if these kids are starting this early and that bad, we are right on the cusp of having a generation that's not going to outlive their parents. And I see it almost, it doesn't matter. I've been to all these major cities now, from L.A. to Chicago to Boston, Miami. It doesn't matter where you go. You see it on a consistent basis. And it's becoming way more normal than it really should be. And I think education is a big deal. And I think that's one of the things that the show will hopefully bring out. We can educate people at the same time, and as well as inspire and motivate, using stories like yours and mine to show that it can be done. Because absolutely, you could be in bad, bad health and turn it around within a certain amount of time, and it's not going to take the rest of your life to do it. You know, when I look back at it.
And there's not a disease out there that won't help.
It took me like literally 20 years, and it really was. It was like, and when I look back at it, I was like, well, in that, or no, maybe it was almost like, maybe it's like even like in a 10-year period. So it was only 15 pounds a year for 10 years, that's 150 pounds, or 20 pounds a year for 10 years is 200 pounds. And so you were only putting it on in little chunks. It took a long time. But when you decided to really change your lifestyle and start doing the healthy things, it came up a lot faster. I mean, you can see it was Biggest Loser. I think they take it a little to the extreme. You don't even have to do that where you totally, I mean, there's, as long as you're doing a healthy balance of
Yeah, you You want to do a healthy way, a slow progress, you know, a couple pounds a week. You know, in the beginning, I know you lose a lot, but you want to do it, you know, healthy, because you don't want to end up with a bunch of health problems afterwards.
Absolutely. And it's a healthy mixture and balance of the exercise and, and the food. I mean, do you have, like, do you have a certain method? Or you probably, like, do training of all sorts now, right?
Right, all different ages, people with certain disabilities, some people that, you know, there's a lot of people out there that can't exercise, that just need help on consultation and how to eat, because they might have, you know, a reason why they can't exercise because of their health. Mm-hmm. So even those people that are changing their diet are losing weight.
Right.
Definitely.
Sure. Well, I really want to thank you. I mean, again, mention all your websites, all your social media stuff and everything like that as well. You're on Facebook?
Yep, I'm on Facebook, Carrie Trapp, Carrie Trapp's weight loss page. My website is carrietrapp.com, and my emails are on there. I respond to all my emails. If anyone has any questions on the Ask Carrie page, they can go ahead and ask me a question. I will get back to them.
And your business, CFT
Style. CFT Style is what the official name of it, which is Carrie's Fitness Training.
That's on Facebook as well, so you want to go and check that out. Do you have a Twitter? Do you Twitter?
I do, Carrie Trapp, CarriTrapp. I'm on Twitter also. And also on LinkedIn.
Oh, there you go. And obviously you can see Carrie on this week's webisode, definitely in the links that I put up. And I'm sure she's got them on her site as well. It's a great story. And we can't actually wait until we get this whole thing, this whole show kicked into gear. We're also really starting to think about and contemplating about a lot of different other things that we're going to take this thing to a bigger, broader method, a way to kind of like hit every one of these media things as well as TV. Maybe we're even thinking about doing some other things as well. Obviously, this will be the last live broadcast of our radio program this year. We will start replaying some of the episodes, some of the great episodes that we have already done. This was the 12th one, I think, that we've done. So we'll go back and rehash a few till the end of the year, and then we'll probably start back up at the beginning of next year with some new guests and a lot of different exciting stuff hopefully will be happening by then. And so definitely go check out Carrie on her site. Check out her website again, carrietrapp.com. And also go on YouTube. She's out there on several different I think the Dr. Oz episode thing is up there somewhere. I'm sure the Joy Luck Club and that kind of stuff is out there now. All that stuff is usually available. So go and check that out as well. And definitely give us a shout out and check in a listen to for the new year. And again, happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, Carrie, and your family. Hope you stay warm. You going to build a fire tomorrow?
No. It's not that cold yet. Well, you know, once you get to 40
below,
it'll be
cold. You're from Wisconsin. I knew you were going to say
that.
It's not that cold yet.
Not that cold. There's no ice on the lake here. It was for like a day. It's gone.
Well, you guys have a great holiday, and we'll be talking soon. And everybody out there, as I usually say, I want to say peace and love plus health equal harmony. And again, check our website as well, realbigdreams.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube as well, Big Dreams Reality. And we will see you again in the new year on the new program. And good night, all. Good night, Carrie.
Thanks. Bye. Mm-hmm.